You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Country Leisure. Are you ready to get your backyard oasis created for summertime? Well, make sure to call or text the people at Country Leisure in Moore, Oklahoma at 405-799-7745. Country Leisure, just add water. Again, thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. You can also follow the show at Locked On Sooners on Twitter and on Facebook, Locked On Sooners podcast. You can also read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And with the NFL draft just completing, we talked about where the Sooners went yesterday and their best fits and who's going to have the biggest year one impact. Let's look way ahead into the 2022 NFL draft and let's see what people are saying about a few Oklahoma stars and where they might be able to go. And off the top, you've got Spencer Rattler, who is probably going to work himself into round one conversation and maybe potentially into the first overall pick conversation as well. I mean, so much of that is going to depend on what 2021 looks like for him and for the Oklahoma Sooners. But at this point in time, he's positioned himself quite well to be just another number one overall pick for the Oklahoma Sooners. And Sam Howell out of North Carolina is going to probably be his biggest competition for that. But right now you're starting to see Spencer Rattler already be projected as the number one overall pick in certain mock drafts or certain rankings, things like that. You look over at the Draft Network and Trevor Sikkema, who's one of the guys that writes over there. They do fantastic work, have a great mock draft machine. If you like doing simulators and things like that, he's got Spencer Rattler going number one overall to the Houston Texans. And you might be asking yourself, the Houston Texans, well, they've got Deshaun Watson. Well, yeah, maybe. There's a lot still up in the air about Deshaun Watson's situation and how all of his things are going to play out. And so Spencer Rattler could be finding a new home in Houston. I ran a simulation yesterday just, you know, because I'm curious and I'll start doing the draft prep for next year. And Spencer Rattler went number four overall to the Philadelphia Eagles. And my Dallas Cowboys loving heart did not enjoy that one. But it just gives you an indication of where people kind of think Spencer Rattler is going to go even before the 2021 season plays out, which is pretty incredible. I mean, he had a really good year in 2020. I think he's still got something he needs to prove if he's going to be the number one overall pick. And if you're looking at like the 2021 draft class versus the 2022 draft class, as far as the quarterback situation is concerned, you know, it's not as good. I mean, I like Spencer Rattler. I think he's a fine quarterback. I think he's good. And I think he's going to improve in 2021, but he's not at the level of Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. You know, he's probably at the kind of in that Zach Wilson, Mac Jones range, maybe Trey Lance range, but you know, the top of next year's quarterback class isn't going to be as stout as it was this year. And so it's just going to be interesting. I think, like I said, I think Spencer Rattler can kind of get into that conversation. And obviously if he contends for the Heisman, it's going to make people think a little bit more highly of this draft class. But yeah, so right where we're standing right now, Spencer Rattler looking like a, you know, for sure top 10 pick with a chance to push himself very clearly into the top five and maybe even to the number one overall pick. And then the next couple of guys that I think are going to be in round one consideration, you got Perrion Winfrey, who is going to have a second season under Alex Grinch after transferring in from junior college. And I think the speed, size, physicality combo is going to be something that teams really look at, and they're going to enjoy the traits on him. Because it's hard to find interior pass rush. There's just not a lot of guys like Aaron Donald out there or Fletcher Cox. And so teams are really looking for a way to get to the quarterback as quickly as possible. And one of those ways is to find guys that can win on the inside pretty quickly. And Perrion Winfrey is one of those guys. It's going to be interesting to see where he ends up going. But I mean, I think at this point, he could potentially be a fringe first round pick. Now, take that for what it's worth, because I thought, you know, Creed Humphrey and Ronnie Perkins were fringe first round picks. So, but I think the guy that's probably going to thrust his name into that situation is Nick Bonito. Very highly thought of already. I mean, he was, you know, Pro Football Focus's, he was an All-American for Pro Football Focus. He was their top edge rusher in 2020 and now has a chance to build off of that. And I think he's really highly regarded just based on his 2019 and 2020 seasons. I think going into 2021, he's going to have a chance to put up even bigger numbers because that interior defensive line is going to be really, really good. And Isaiah Thomas is going to take another step forward as well. And so Nick Bonito as the edge rusher is going to have a good chance to put up double digit sacks and, you know, contend for the draft's top 10. I think, you know, he's got a lot of really strong traits that I think a lot of the 3-4 teams will really covet. He can cover. I mean, we've seen it last couple of years where he would make plays in coverage as well as make plays on the pass rush. And so I think he's going to be one of those kind of prototypical 3-4 outside linebackers that, you know, again, edge kind of gets pushed up the draft board because of the value that it's placed on the position. And so I think Nick Bonito will find himself in that discussion at some point down the road. And there'll be other guys that work themselves into, you know, draft consideration. And one more note on the 2021 NFL draft is it was the 14th season in a row in which the Oklahoma Sooners had at least 4 draft picks, and no other school in the country can claim that kind of a streak. And I kind of poo-pooed on it while the draft was going on because Alabama had something like 6 first round draft picks and, you know, a boatload of other players that just got drafted. And so I was like, well, I mean, 4 draft picks in a season when Alabama had 6 first round draft picks, I mean, is that something to really applaud? But no, it really is. It really is something to applaud. The level of consistency that Oklahoma has had over the last decade and a half and the transition that took place under between Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley, where they really didn't miss a beat. I mean, they continued to put up high quality football, really good teams, and produce NFL talent. And so it's encouraging. You know, I think, you know, I would like to see more first round picks because I think that helps raise the recruiting profile for the university, but you can't always control that. You can't control how NFL teams are going to see your players or how the draft is going to fall in a given year. Because I think this year just kind of fell weird where, you know, Creed got undervalued a little bit and Ronnie Perkins, I think, the off-field situation from 2019 stuck to him a little bit harder than it might some other players in other years. But I think, you know, it's still a fantastic note that Oklahoma can claim that they're the only school in the last 14 years to produce at least 4 NFL draft picks in that time span. And they had 5 this year, even when maybe it looked like Trey Brown and Trey Norwood may not get drafted, and they ended up getting drafted. You throw in Ramondre Stevenson as well. And so still pretty impressive draft class for Oklahoma. You know, no first rounders, but you know, they had a second rounder, a third rounder, a fourth rounder, and no, 2 fourth rounders and a 7th rounder. So, you know, it'll be fun to watch how these guys, you know, turn out when they get to the NFL. But coming up next, let's talk a little men's basketball. We had quite a few transfers get officially named over the past few days. And so we'll talk a little bit about that and what it means for men's basketball coming up. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by the 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that has been in the business for 35 years. Experts in the industry, they are ready to help you set up your backyard oasis for the summer. Have you thought now's the time for me to get into hot tub ownership? And why would I want to? Well, hot tubs can help relax you, enhance your well-being, reduce your body aches, can help you grow closer to your family. Warm water improves your general physical state and acts as a stress reducer. It can even help improve your sleep. You might be asking yourself, why would I want to get into above ground pool ownership? Well, it's the easiest and least expensive way into pool ownership, and it's a much quicker installation process. The people at Country Leisure can get you set up in one day in most cases. Are you ready to create your backyard oasis? Are you ready to connect with your family and friends, get everybody off the electronics outside the house? Well, maybe now's the time for you to get into pool ownership. Located in Moore, Oklahoma, they can get you set up in one day in most cases. They can reach anywhere in Oklahoma, and they have high-quality, factory-trained technicians and excellent customer service and education, which is a top priority for them. So make sure you go and check them out at countryleisuremfg.com, or you can call or text at 405-799-7745. Located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma, call or text 405-799-7745. Country Leisure, just add water. And now coming back, we've got big transfer portal news coming down the pipeline in the last couple of days. They were rumored to be happening over the last, week or so, but it became official yesterday as the Sooners announced the signing of four transfers that are coming into the program under new head coach Porter Moser. And that is Ethan Charges, forgive my pronunciation. I'll have to look that up. You also have Jordan Goldwire, Tanner Groves, and his little brother, Jacob Groves, as well, coming in. And I think it's a really interesting, it's a very experienced group of transfers. These guys have played a lot of games. Charges, I'll look that pronunciation up. Played in 108 games at SMU. And then you had Jordan Goldwire, who played in 116 games at Duke. Tanner Groves, coming off a season where he was the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year for Eastern Washington. He averaged 17.2 points, 8 rebounds, 1.3 assists. The most impressive thing that he did last year was against number 3 seed Kansas in the NCAA tournament. Went off for 35 points against Kansas. Now, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun and give us a lot to talk about next year when Oklahoma and Kansas face off on the basketball court. I'm like, hey, this guy's got your number a little bit. He's played 3 years already in college basketball and averaging nearly 40% from the 3-point line. That's really exciting. I think it's going to be really fun to watch that guy. And then you got his little brother, Jacob Groves, who also had a fantastic game against Kansas as well. He went for 23 points in that game and went 4-5 from 3-point line. And these are all guys with size. Jacob Groves is 6'7". Tanner Groves is 6'9". And then you got Ethan Charges coming in at 6'9 as well. You know, Jordan Goldwire, he's going to be a guard. He'll figure into that guard rotation with Emoji Gibson and Elijah Harkless. And so it's a really, really great group of transfers coming in. Guys with a lot of experience, played in a lot of big games, and can do a little something at both ends of the floor for you. This past season, averaged 28.5 minutes per game, and actually led the ACC in assist to turnover ratio. So that's pretty incredible, according to SoonerSports.com. And I think that ability to kind of play both ends of the floor, take care of the basketball, is going to be huge for him. And for the Oklahoma Sooners, it's going to be a guy that's, again, who's played a lot and isn't going to be rattled by any of the pressure that he's facing in the Big 12, because he's going to be definitely stepping into a conference. I mean, the ACC is a great basketball conference, and so is the Big 12. And, the other notable thing on Goldwire is he was an all-ACC defensive team member in 2021 and ranked third in the conference in steals per game. So you think him and Elijah Harkless are going to have a little bit of fun? I think so. They're going to have a lot of fun getting their hands in the passing lanes, figuring out ways to disrupt the opposing offense. It's going to be great, man. And, let's talk about Tanner Groves for a second. I think it's he's kind of going to figure into that Austin, sorry, not the Austin Reeves, but the Brady Manek role for the Oklahoma Sooners, a big guy who can stretch the floor, who can hit from beyond the arc. But it looks like this guy is able to kind of take over the game a little bit more. You know, 35 points in an NCAA tournament game against a high-quality team like the Kansas Jayhawks, I mean, that's huge. And he doesn't seem afraid to take a shot. He shot 11 times in that game. So that's pretty fantastic. You know, and then, you know, it's kind of fun that he's going to be able to play with his little brothers again. And the thing that Tanner also brings to the table is it looks like he's a pretty good passer. And so his ability to play all over the floor on offense and then help you out on defense is going to be huge. And we really didn't get a chance to share kind of our thoughts, or I didn't get a chance to share my thoughts on the Porter Moser hire, but just love it. I think it's a fantastic hire. I think the energy and excitement and enthusiasm that he brings to the program is going to be huge. It's going to be kind of like Lincoln Riley. You know, like Lincoln is very energetic, very enthusiastic, and I think it kind of builds on top of itself. And Porter Moser is going to be the same way. He's going to bring that same enthusiasm to the program. And that's not to say that Lon Kruger or Bob Stoops weren't enthusiastic about their work, but they were just more understated, I guess. Whereas these two guys, you know, they show a lot of enthusiasm. If you watch the spring game and the interview with Porter Moser done by Jessica Cootie, then you saw it. You saw how excited he was just to be at the spring game and just to be a part of Oklahoma and be in Norman and be a part of the athletics department there and how that's going to help to build the Oklahoma Sooners basketball program and give them a great kind of jumping off point. I think this transfer group really does give them a great starting point for the 2021-2022 season. And hopefully they can build from that, and then that will help their recruiting situation. It seems like college basketball is becoming really dependent on the transfer portal. And that's fine. It's a different way of building a program. You just hope that it kind of translates into you getting some of those high level top recruits out of high school down the line. Because kind of going in with transfers, just getting 1 year out of transfers or 2 years out of transfers, there's a lot of turnover for a basketball team, and there's a lot of turnover that's going to happen. So Porter Moser's big job this year is going to be figuring out how to transition these new guys in and getting them working in with the guys that are still around. But I think, you know, like I said, the Jordan Goldwire and the Elijah Harkless combination, and even Emoji Gibson. We saw Emoji Gibson be really, really active with his hands and become a really good defensive player at times in the 2019 or the 2020-2021 season. And so it'll be really interesting to see those three play together and just how disruptive they'll be on the defensive end of the floor. But coming up next, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Seth McGowan and Trajan Bridges. Disappointing situation, really. We'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, let me talk to you about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts at a storefront auto parts store when you can go to rockauto.com and save? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And are you ready to get into the game? Well, BetOnline has got the stakes, the odds, and the future bets to get you started. Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action at BetOnline. The NBA and NHL playoffs are gearing up, and you can even get in on NFL and NCAA future odds, like Oklahoma's odds to win the national championship, Spencer Rattler's odds to win the Heisman, and they can get you started at betonline.ag. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC MMA action. So before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up for bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. So head on over to the website or use your mobile device. Sign up today using our promo code LOCKEDON and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to get into what's going on with Trajan Bridges and Seth McGowan. Back in late April, the two Oklahoma Sooners offensive players were allegedly to have been involved in a robbery and assault on April 15th, in which they, I guess, allegedly pointed a gun at a guy in his apartment. There was a third man involved who, again, allegedly took some things from the apartment. According to reports that were filed with the Norman Police Department, Trajan Bridges and Seth McGowan were both identified amongst three suspects. And it was told to police that Bridges pointed a gun at the victim and threatened to kill him. At a loss for words, man. If this is true, if Trajan Bridges is guilty of what he's being accused of in this report, it's really disturbing, man. I don't understand it. And this is a guy, and again, we don't know if this is true. There's going to be more investigation. It seems that criminal charges are pending. So, you know, until he's actually guilty of this, we're not going to assume that it's true. But if this is true, and though it's looking very likely that it is true, this is the guy that spent all last fall talking about, you know, tweeting, you know, kind of subtweeting the program or Lincoln Riley, kind of like talking about why he hasn't gotten an opportunity to play yet. And I mean, it's pretty evident that he just doesn't have like the right head on his shoulders, you know, and it's kind of sad. Like, you know, he missed out on playing in the bowl game back in, you know, 2019, after getting suspended in the lead up to the Sugar Bowl. He missed out on the 2020 season for the most part because of that suspension, even though Ramondre and Ronnie Perkins were brought back. Yeah, man, it's just really disappointing. You know, this is a guy that people were really excited to watch this year, and it was a highly anticipated return, and everybody thought that he was going to bring a lot to the offense. But yeah, just again, at a loss for words. And then, you know, you have Seth McGowan that's caught up in it as well. And it sounds like, you know, he played a role in what all went down. I mean, he didn't have a gun. It didn't seem like, according to the story that, you know, that John Hoover Rhett wrote over at All Sooners at SI.com. But just being involved in it. And then, you know, Seth McGowan enters the transfer portal after he's, you know, kind of suspended indefinitely along with Bridges. And, you know, to me, I mean, like, you just up and left. You didn't even wait around to see what was going to transpire. And, you know, if you were going to be charged with anything, or, I mean, he's not gone, but I mean, he's in the transfer portal. Didn't even really like take a moment to see what was going to happen with OU. And I mean, Lincoln Riley has come out and said, hey, we're not going to comment on it. We're going to let the process take its place and then see what to do after that. But for both these guys to kind of be in this situation, you're like, what are you thinking? What has to go into your mind to think this is a good idea to go into a guy's apartment, you know, demand something, which according to the police reports that John Hoover has kind of collected and filed over there at SI.com at AllSoonersSI.com, you know, and for Trajan Bridges to allegedly bring a gun into the apartment, it just blows my mind. I just don't understand it. And when you have that much going for you and you have an opportunity to at least get an education, a college education, and you find different priorities, it just baffles my mind. It really does. And this is, you know, I'm an older guy. I got a family, I got kids. And so I'm not in that same kind of early 20 something mindset anymore, where you're maybe out there looking to have fun and looking to prove yourself somehow, some way. But man, you just feel for those guys. And, you know, like if this is true and if the reports are accurate about what transpired, and Trajan Bridges does suffer some consequences that lead to jail time, and you just pray for him. Like you pray that this is like a turning point for his life, not a springboard into something worse. And for Seth McGowan, man, you just pray that, you know, he realizes like, okay, maybe I got myself into a situation I shouldn't have with somebody I shouldn't have. And he adjusts his life moving forward, because this is going to be one of those things that follows these guys for a while now. And you hate that, because it was dumb. And yet a lot of their life will now be determined, and maybe not determined, but it'll just be one of those things that hangs over them as they go through life. You know, Trajan Bridges, if he faces felony charges and is convicted, that's going to be something that he carries, that he'll, every job application, he'll have to write on there, yes, I was convicted of a felony. And so it'll be, you know, there's a lot still to transpire with this case, and there's going to be a lot more to talk about, and we'll continue to cover it here on Locked On Sooners. So make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. I promise tomorrow's episode, we'll actually talk about some positive things. I know I kind of left us on a down note here with this discussion, but I felt like it was worthy of discussion because, you know, it has an impact. You know, Trajan Bridges was figuring to work into the right wide receiver rotation this year. Seth McGowan was looking like the, you know, the running back three, and then one of those kind of athlete guys that they could use at wide receiver as well. And so it's going to be a big loss for the football program because they're losing two highly skilled athletic players that they won't have for the 2021 season. Now, they've got guys that can step into those roles, and they've got a lot of players, a lot of really talented players. I think it just gives a guy like Marcus Major an opportunity, who we saw in the spring game, and he played really, really well. And I think it gives Mikey Henderson an opportunity as well, who also played really, really well. I think we're going to see more Mario Williams, more Jaden Hazelwood, obviously. It gives other guys opportunities to play. And, you know, these guys who are doing things the right way, they'll be rewarded for it. And I think the Oklahoma Sooners won't miss a beat. Obviously, you know, the guys in the locker room will miss those guys because you build friendships with them. But it's also one of those things where you can't have these guys around the program because they're a detriment to the program, and you don't want them getting other people involved in some of the dirt that they're doing. So we'll see what happens. Again, this is all still early in the investigation process. It hasn't even gone to criminal charges yet, but it's looking like criminal charges are coming, and a trial will likely come as well. So we'll cover it as it comes here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. And that's going to do it for today's episode. Make sure you are subscribed wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Sooners, on Facebook, Locked On Sooners podcast. And you can follow me on Twitter at John 9 Williams. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Boomer Sooner.